finding like-minded people as a teenager, you're probably in the position where you don't fit in with your old friends, but you haven't met the new friends that you're more like-minded and that you'll generally get along with. And this is the lonely chapter. The lonely chapter can last years, it can last months, it can last weeks, but you've started to get into self-improvement, you started reading books, you've started, you know, not going out, not drinking, not smoking, not vaping, not clubbing, and you've decided to work on this side hustle or this business or this social media account, and you don't fit in with your friends anymore. But you haven't become advanced enough to meet the new friends and the new tribe who you will get along with. The problem is, my friend, you have to go through this lonely chapter to meet the new people who are more advanced than you and who will eventually accept you. You have to keep improving yourself. You have to take that hit for a few years. You know, after reading so many books about the most successful people, about listening to podcasts on the most successful, like, young men or like 20 to 30 year old men, they all talk about the lonely chapter. You know, Iman Gadzi, Chris Williamson, Mike Thurston, Alex Hormozi, you know, all these people, they talk about the lonely chapter where they knuckled down for 2 years, 3 years, or even longer, where they stopped going out, they stopped drinking, and they just worked on one thing themselves for inhumane amounts of time. You know, they go into monk mode, as everyone likes to call it. And this is just a season. This is the season that will get you to the next level. This is the season that will get you the friends, get you the status, get you the money, get you the life, get you the freedom that you genuinely want. And if you bend back into the previous reality that you were trying to escape from, you'll remember that you've already been down that path and you know exactly where it leads and you know the exact reason why you were trying to avoid it in the first place. And you'll just have to accept it. And you either stay average and stay in your hometown and stay the person that doesn't reach their potential, or you take the leap, go into the unknown, and don't have many friends for a few months, for a few years, and come out the other side as a better person and someone that will have friends who will support them, who are into the same things as them, and overall will have a better life. But you just have to take that hit of status, that hit of loneliness for as long as it takes. And, you know, it may last a long time, but it's a cool story to tell in the end. And I've been going through that. I'm still going through that. It's not as bad as it once was, maybe a year or two ago. But if you're, you know, starting a social media channel, or if you're into self-improvement, you want to learn more about the world, you want to become financially free, you want to become successful, you want to start a podcast or anything, like you want to start a business, not many people are going to relate to you. And instead of going out, instead of clubbing, you stay inside, you read. Instead of you like doing some normal activities or joining a football club or, you know, I don't know, just like normal stuff, you don't, you stay inside. And it may seem painful in the moment, but you're going to look back at it and be so thankful you did that. Because if you didn't do that, you'll probably end up looking back and being shameful and dissatisfied about the life that you have, because you know you have potential to be something greater. And that's a good motivator. Fear is such a good motivator for this process. You know, do you really want to be working in a 9-to-5 office job for the rest of your life? Do you really want to be in debt for the rest of your life? Do you really want to be, you know, working for a boss and, you know, putting your tie on like a dog for the rest of your life? Do you really want to be out of shape and unfit for the rest of your life? Do you really want to be not have the time to go out in nature and not have the money to spend on your family and not have the money to spend to take your family on holiday or pay for your parents' mortgage for the rest of your life. Like, do you really want, because it's not just you that's suffering in this position. If you don't become financially free, if you don't become the person that you know you can be, you know, in shape, healthy, like satisfied, fulfilled with what you're doing, being your own boss and making enough money to do so, everyone else around you is going to suffer, unless you're already super rich and successful, which you're definitely not, or probably not, because your parents are still going to have to work and probably not even be able to retire. They're still going to be in debt and have to pay for the house for the rest of their life and not even be able to pay it off. They're going to be sleep deprived. They're going to be stressed out. Your siblings are going to have to work a shitty office job that they don't even like just to make the bills, just to be able to pay for the bills. You won't be able to go on holiday. You won't be able to travel. You won't be able to move out of your house until you're like 45. Like, do you really want that life? Do you really want to be stuck in your hometown? Do you really want to be just stuck in an office job where you don't even like your colleagues? Like, no. And now we have the internet and AI. There's another path that we can take to escape that. And you just got to start consuming the right content, reading books on entrepreneurship or on successful people, reading biographies of successful people, consuming, you know, podcasts that will help you improve, including this one, and start changing your behavior. Start taking action, because it's all good doing this mental masturbation. But if you don't change your behavior, you're doing a disservice to yourself.